Question 3. What is less known and little appreciated about Alexander the Great is that his battlefield victories depended on in-depth knowledge of the psychology and culture of the ordinary people and military leaders in opposing armies. He included in his military intelligence information about the beliefs, worldview, motivations, and patterns of behavior of those he faced. Moreover, his conquests and subsequent rule were more economic and political in nature than military. He used what we would now understand to be psychological, sociological, and anthropological insights. He understood that lasting victory depended on the goodwill of and alliances with non-Greek peoples. He carefully studied the customs and conditions of people he conquered and adapted his policies, politically, economically, and culturally, to promote good conditions in each place so that the people were reasonably well-disposed towards his rule. In this approach, Alexander had to overcome the arrogance and ethnocentrism of his own training, culture, and Greek philosophy.